Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is Glenn Klein Online. It's Monday, November 12, 2007, the only Veterans Day 2007 in the history of humanity. We hope you've been making it a great one. We hope that you have said thank you to a man or a woman in uniform today, and certainly being grateful in your heart towards those that are and have served in the United States military, that allows us, frankly, to have the freedom that we do have in this great country of ours, and that allows us to webcast all over not only the fruited plain, but all over the planet. And we're happy to have you in on this Monday night. This is Glenn Klein Online. And, you know, we always start our webcast, and I always start my motivational speaking the same way, my life coaching seminars, that this is the only day like it ever, because that's the reality. There will never be another one like it. And if you knew, ladies and gentlemen, that this was going to be the last day on the planet that you have, this is it, what would you be doing this evening? What would you be doing if you're listening by the way of the archive? Would you be listening to me right now? I would say chances that you would answer yes are very slim to none. But the fact of the matter is that you are listening to me right now, and also the fact of the matter is it's a very real possibility, as you'll admit, that this could be it. We never know when our number is up. And this is not a morbid thought. This is just reality. I'm sure that the people that were going up the elevators in the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001, the last thing in the world that they were thinking was that a jet airplane was going to land in their lap that morning. But there it was. That was the last day that they obviously spent on the planet. And I can tell you exactly what I will be doing on the last day of my life. I will be trying to make a difference, and I will be trying to have fun doing it. That's when people ask me, what do you do as a life coach? I tell them I make people think and laugh. That's what I endeavor to do anyway. Because if you think more and laugh more in your life, you're going to have a pretty good life. And so the question really isn't then what you will be doing. The question is how you will be doing what you do. So once you come to that place where you've made a decision, I call it your one thing. What is the largest thing, the reason for your being, your raison d'etre, if you will? You can have a much more fulfilled and whole existence. And so as we go down this path known as Glenn Klein Online, we always encourage you beautiful humans to keep that in mind and decide what your raison d'etre is. What is your reason for being? What is your one thing? And as I've conducted my life, as many of you know, I spent the early part of my adult life as a camp owner and director. And now as a full-time life coach and motivational speaker, I am under the employ of Birchwood Best, which is a manufacturer and importer of fine hardwood plywood in Birchwood, Wisconsin. And the man that runs that company is a gentleman by the name of Cody Wickersheim. And Cody was a camp counselor of mine in the early 90s. And I had completely lost track of Cody for 13 years. It's, you know how that is when you know somebody for a while and you might even get to be very close with that kind of relationship. And then you lose track of them. And I had absolutely no idea what Cody was doing. And then a couple of summers ago now, out of the blue, Cody contacted me and explained what his life path had taken and the fact that he had started as a management trainee of this company in Birchwood, Wisconsin, and now is running the company and had been for the last several years and was employing the life principles that he had learned from us at camp, and how successful he had been, and how much he appreciated what we had imparted to him at Camp Menominee. And he wanted to get together and thank me for that. Now, Cody had no idea that I was still spending plenty of time in northern Wisconsin, even though we had sold the camp 10 years ago. And so we got together, and then Cody had no idea what I was doing. And Cody found out that I was doing speaking and writing and having this webcast. And then he started talking about having me come and speak to the employees of the company. Well, fast forward about a year, and now I am the full-time life coach at Birchwood Best in beautiful Birchwood, Wisconsin. And the point of the story is that you never know the impact that you are going to have on a person or on a group of people when that may be the thing that is motivating you and being a driving force in your life. Well, during the course of our camp career, we had hundreds, literally thousands and thousands of young men. It was and still is, a sports camp for boys in Eagle River, Wisconsin. We had hundreds and hundreds of counselors and thousands of campers during the lifetime of our career. Dawn and my tenure at the camp was 14 years. And one of the young men that was a camper of ours for many years was a young man from Milwaukee, Wisconsin named Mike Dunleavy Jr. And Mike's dad was the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks and the Los Angeles Lakers. And he, out of all these thousands of campers that had come to the camp just celebrated its 80th anniversary, all of the thousands of campers, out of all these campers from all over the world that had come to the camp, Mike Dunleavy Jr. was the only camper that had ever become a professional athlete. And so for the 80th anniversary of the camp this last summer, the current owner of the camp, Steve Konevsky, and I got together, and we decided to honor the most outstanding athlete in the history of Camp Menominee. And he is online with us tonight of the Indiana Pacers. Let's welcome online Mike Dunleavy Jr. Michael, how are you tonight?
Good. What's going on, Glenn?
It's great to hear from you, and thanks so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
So I was just telling the beautiful humans that for Menominee's 80th anniversary that you were honored as the greatest athlete in Camp Menominee history, and then the basketball complex was named the Mike Dunleavy Jr. Courts, and Mike came up with the buddies from his cabin at camp, and that was really quite a time, wasn't it, Michael?
We had a really good week. I wouldn't call it a weekend. I guess it was just like a long 36 hours. But, making the trip up and enjoying the friendly confines, as you would say, we had a real nice time. And it was certainly a great honor for me to have the course named after me.
It warms the cockles of my heart to hear you refer to it as the friendly confines, though, I got to tell you. Mike came in, and he was so gracious with all the kids, and the kids obviously wanted to get your autograph, Mike, but we also had kind of a press conference, and the kids asked you all kinds of questions. I was amazed and impressed with the quality of the questions that came from the kids.
Yeah, I seem to always get the best questions from kids. I mean, you never know what's going to come out of their mouths. I mean, a lot of them are intelligent questions, but some of them are pretty funny, too, and I really enjoyed, sitting there and speaking with them and, hopefully trying to help them out in any way I can, but most of all, just being back at camp and enjoying the experience.
We're talking with Mike Dunleavy Jr. of the Indiana Pacers, off to a very good start, Michael. You're averaging over 18 points a game. You've competed at the highest level in athletics in the world, Mike. Of course, winning a national championship with Duke University, now playing with the NBA's Indiana Pacers. And we always wonder how camp affects somebody's life, and we know that it has a profound impact on somebody's life, but as somebody that's competed at that high of a level athletically, how did camp impact and propel you to where you are today?
Well, when I went to camp, I was probably like 10 to 12 years old in that age, and those are some of the most formative years of your life for sure, and going away for 6 weeks, you learn to, first of all, be unselfish. You're living with a bunch of other people, and it's not like you're living at home and it's all about you. It's about sharing and being with others. But with all the sports and stuff going on at camp, you certainly learn to compete. You learn so many values that apply to sports as well as life, and first and foremost, teamwork. Good sportsmanship. Those types of things. So, having a camp like Menominee was great. Just to be able to go up there and have so much fun and kind of learn without even realizing you were learning. And I really enjoyed it.
Not only did you come up and have the courts unveil, the Mike Dunleavy courts, but you participated. You played 16 in softball. You did the all-camp squirt gun fight, and you were into it, man. The kids loved it. They ate that up, seeing you out there playing the things that they've been doing all their lives and seeing you get into it with the guys from your cabin.
Oh, man, I had a great time. It was just fun to be back. And, I think Steve, who's running the camp now, I think he was a little concerned about, like, you know, do you want to be involved in the activities? Do you want to play softball? I was like, hell yeah, I want to play softball, you know. it was fun to get back and just do that sort of stuff. And my buddies really enjoyed it. I felt like a kid again, you know.
Well, there you were when the Rhinelander Daily News came out to cover the fact that you were coming back to camp. And when the story came out, there you were in your Camp Menominee T-shirt, not shooting a basketball, but holding a 16-inch clincher softball. I was so proud. It was awesome.
It was a great moment. I enjoyed it.
Well, right now in studio here at Glenn Klein Online on this particular Monday, I've got your alma mater, the Duke Blue Devils, who are up by a point against New Mexico State. How much time's left, Patrick?
40.9.
You got the game on, Mike?
Well, I do have it on. I'm getting ready to take off, but I've got a T-Vogue.
Okay. So I won't tell you.
don't tell me how it ends. Don't tell me how it ends.
I will not tell you how it ends. But I do want to talk just for a second before we let you go about that experience playing at Duke and winning the national championship. We were so proud of you. I know exactly where we were with my family watching that game as you just lit it up in the second half. And you were, I mean, literally, you talk about being on fire. How did that happen? I mean, and what happens when you get into a zone like that? Most people really never experience athletically what you experience. I'm sure you've experienced on many different occasions in your athletic career, but on such a stage like that with the entire world watching, how did that all transpire?
I guess it was just good timing. I mean, I picked the right moment to do it, but can't really tell you how it happened. It's just one of those things, and where I guess the power of the mind takes over, and I just believed in what I was doing and what I had prepared for and been taught up until that point. And on that given night, things went really well for me, and certainly a memorable experience, something I'll never forget.
To say the least, we were going completely crazy at the Klein household, of course. And we've been following your career very closely, of course, Mike, and are so proud of you. And the Pacers are looking like you guys may do some damage in the Eastern Conference this year.
We're sure going to try. I mean, I think we're going to have a good team and got a good group of guys that will play hard. So it's a long season. We'll see how it turns out, but I like where we're at.
Well, stay very healthy, and we'll be, of course, following you along the way. And thanks so much for your time, Michael. We really appreciate it, as always. And enjoy the movie tonight.
All right. Thanks for having me, Glenn.
All right. It's Mike Dunleavy, Jr., ladies and gentlemen, of the Indiana Pacers, of Duke University, and also of Camp Menominee. And the game is over. Mike is gone. Did Duke win, Pat? Oh, okay. So they killed New Mexico State. Well, now the mic's gone. He will find out later because he's T-bowing the game there at home. He's got a night off tonight in Indiana, but we really appreciate his time as always. Hope you enjoyed the webcast. I want to thank Patrick Jones for engineering and producing. This is Glenn Klein Online. Until next time, shalom, everybody.